You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
This is episode 505 on the Flip Empire show. This is Alex Pardo. And guys, I think today's podcast episode is going to open up your eyes, and I'm going to be daring and I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to say that if you have never heard of the strategy I'm about to share with you, this strategy can be responsible for putting, let's just say that this could add more dollars to your bottom line. This can, put more deals in your pipeline. And chances are, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, chances are the majority of people have never heard of the strategy I'm about to share. And the reason I'm going to say that is because I have conversations with people now, you know, high level real estate investors, and they had never heard about it. I learned about this a couple of years ago in a mastermind that I was a part of. And I had been in the business at that point, 13, 14 years or whatever it was, and I had never heard of this. And, you know, I learned about it. I was intrigued by it. I was actually kind of blown away by it. I spoke to my attorney. I called other attorneys. You know, my transaction coordinator at the time, Elizabeth, connected with Old Republic. And we talked to, we just talked to several people, and everything checked out. This was 100% legal. Now, as with anything, I am not an attorney. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not giving financial advice. I encourage you to do your own due diligence. I encourage you to consult with a local attorney and make sure that what I'm about to share with you is something that is 100% legal. I would never, ever advise or encourage you to do anything that was even in the gray area. So consult with the right people and do with this information what you will. But I'm going to share with you a strategy called Novation, N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N. And this is the Novation agreement. I want to give credit to my friend Eric Brewer. In fact, I'm gonna reach out to him and see if we can have him on the show, and we can dedicate a much longer show specifically to this. But let me read to you the legal definition, or let me read to the definition. I don't want to say legal. The definition of novation agreement. A novation agreement transfers the contractual obligations of one party to a third party, or replaces a contractual obligation with another one. All parties involved in this type of contract must consent to the changes. In a nutshell, what does this mean in layman's terms? This is a legal way that you can wholesale a retail property to a buyer. Let me repeat that. Wholesaling is done with contracting a property and then assigning that contract to a cash buyer, or doing what's called a double closing, an A to B and a B to C closing. So A is the seller, you are B as the wholesaler or the middleman, middlewoman, and then C is your cash buyer. You can do a back-to-back or a double closing, you know, where you purchase the property from the seller and it's simultaneously being sold, you know, to your cash buyer. You can assign the contract, which is the simplest, cleanest way to do an assignment fee, but you cannot assign your contract to a retail buyer, right? This usually involves cash buyers when assignments take place. By the way, I'm just going to go ahead and let you know. A novation agreement essentially allows you to contract a property from a retail seller and then novate the contract. In other words, transfer your contract to a retail buyer. So you contract the property from a seller and it allows you to transfer your property. Essentially, it's what's called an A to C transaction. So you eliminate yourself as a middle and you just connect both parties together. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, there's no way this is legal. Again, check with your attorney, check locally, but this is an A to C transaction. So let me kind of walk you through the mechanics. In a novation agreement, all parties have to consent to this. So you have to be very direct with the seller about what you're doing. So let's say you go out to a property, you meet with the seller, and let's say the seller wants $300,000 for their property. Let's say the seller wants $280,000 for their property. Let's say the property's worth $300,000. Obviously, you can't really wholesale that unless you do some sort of creative deal structuring, or unless you do some sort of seller financing. Let's assume that does not work for the seller. There's no margin there for you to be able to contract that property and assign it to a cash buyer, right? That there's just no margin there, but there is $20,000 in equity. So what you can do is you can go under contract with the seller, explain to the seller that the numbers are too tight for you and that the deal doesn't work for you, but that you can turn around and find that seller a buyer. And the way that Eric Brewer explains it is, you know, he will have the seller sign a power of attorney. Everything is in black and white. And what the power of attorney allows you to do is execute the contract with the retail buyer when you find that buyer. Okay. So there's a one-page document called the novation agreement, which you and the seller sign. So the seller is fully on board. There's 100% transparency. The seller understands that you are going to turn around. You're going to likely list the property in the market, or you're going to market the property to find a retail buyer. Now, you might want to check if you have to have a real estate license and how that works. And, you know, you may have to get a realtor involved. Again, I'm not here to walk you through the legalities of structuring the deal. I'm just here to share with you that when we ran this through multiple attorneys, when we talked to Old Republic, when we talked to different title companies, it all checked out. So Google novation agreement and you'll see what I mean. But essentially, so there's this $20,000 in equity that you want to realize, you want to capture, right? And so you can go under contract with the seller for $280,000, and then you sign a novation agreement. You may or may not want to have the seller sign a power of attorney, and then you turn around and you find a retail buyer that's willing to pay the $300,000. And after some closing costs or potentially realtor commissions, you can capture the delta. You can capture the spread between what you contracted it for and what you sold it for. So this is what's called the novation agreement. I want to keep this episode short and sweet. I just wanted to kind of give you the high level 30,000 foot view of the mechanics and how it works. And then what I'd like you to do is I would like for you to reach out to your attorney, reach out to your title company, and find out, ask them if they understand or if they've heard of the novation agreement. Jump on Google, do a little bit of research. I'm going to reach out to my friend Eric Brewer, who's an absolute expert in this area and has closed many, many deals when it comes to novation. And I'm going to see if I can get him on the podcast so we can dive deep into this area. Now, full disclosure, we actually never successfully completed a novation agreement. We got close on multiple occasions. We went under contract with I believe we went under contract with two or three sellers on novation agreements, but we weren't successfully able to find a buyer. That wasn't because the novation agreement doesn't work. I know it works. In fact, I know several people that have successfully novated deals. We just couldn't, you know, the deal had some hair on it. There was a couple extenuating circumstances that prevented us from finding a buyer and successfully closing one of these. But I have shared this with some of our mastermind members, and they are looking into it. And I know it works. So that's the action item. The takeaway for you is just research the novation agreement, talk to your attorney. And if it works for you, okay, if you successfully close a deal, let me know, because this is the difference between making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $50,000 on a deal that you otherwise would have thrown in the trash, a lead that would not have worked for you. And 9 out of 10 people don't know what to do with this lead. Remember, there's some equity, but there's not enough equity for a wholesale deal. The seller's not willing to do a creative financing, seller financing deal structure type of deal. So the novation agreement can potentially come into play. That's what I want to leave you with on today's show. Really, really appreciate all the love, all the support. We have been getting so many more 5-star ratings and reviews in Apple Podcasts. At some point here soon, I'm going to read off and acknowledge those of you who have taken the time to leave a review. Genuinely, genuinely appreciate you. And I look forward, as always, to connecting with you on the next one. Have a great one. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect, and I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.